So our topic this morning is unique property and tax issues related to fracking is how it's titled. But when we started looking into that, we discovered there really aren't any unique tax issues associated with fracking itself. Fracking is just a service provided to stimulate a well. But when you drill down to it a little further, there are some interesting state law property and federal tax issues associated with horizontal drilling itself. And we're going to explore some of those this morning. So the first thing we're going to do is cover why now. Why is this interesting? Horizontal drilling is a fairly new technique. Ted and I were talking about how new it really is, because it's been going on for at least 30 years now in some form or fashion. But this past decade or so, it's really exponentially grown with the unprecedented boom in shale plays throughout the country. Folks are discovering more and more shale plays every day, and the only way to drill these things economically is with a horizontal well. So we're seeing a lot of horizontal drilling going on. It allows what would be an otherwise unproducible formation, a tight formation like a shale rock, to be exploited. If you just put a vertical drill bit through there, you're not going to get much production out of it. But if you put a horizontal drill bit through there that extends 2 miles and fracture it, then all of a sudden the gas can flow into that horizontal hole and come up to the surface. So the state law, regulatory rules, and tax rules that have existed for 100 years have all been geared towards the vertical well world. And with the advent of horizontal drilling, those rules have to adapt.